The police have the responsibility to adopt lawful measures to maintain public safety, public order, as well as safeguard people's life and property. The police will, in light of the circumstances at the scene, make assessments and exercise professional judgment to take appropriate actions, including using the necessary force to ensure public safety and public order. And every newly recruited or serving police officer has to go through rigorous training on the use of force. The purpose of the training is to allow officers to fully understand how to use different levels of force in a safe and effective manner, including the use of verbal advice, verbal control, empty hand control, OC form, buttons, and firearms as a means to achieve the relevant lawful purpose. And police will exercise a high level of restraint at all times and cease to use force once the purpose is achieved. So relating to the allegation on the attacks on journalists, I would like to provide some information. The police has all along been respecting the rights of expression of views and the freedom of press. And the freedom of speech and press freedom have always been the core value of Hong Kong. The police uphold this core value and respect the monitoring role of the media. However, police actions will not be obstructed or hindered by anyone. We do not wish any conflicts between professional reporters and police and hope that reporters at scene would cooperate and understand our concerns and operational needs. We will try our best to facilitate media work under the circumstances that no operational needs would be compromised. And during the 2019 social unrest, there have been several occasions where countless people wearing yellow vests standing in front of the police line. And it also came to our attention that some protesters pretended to be reporters by dressing in yellow vests, obstructing the police in executing their duties and even assaulting the police officers. No matter who commits the law, police will enforce the law fairly and impartially. In order to facilitate the professional reporters' work, the Hong Kong Police Force has established a CADA, namely the Force Media Liaison CADA, since 2015. And because of the 2019 social unrest, we have substantially increased the size of the FMLC from 100 something to over 300. Their roles mainly to facilitate media activities on the ground, engage the media and to handle issues arising from press activities, relieve frontline officers from media liaison office duty and not to interrupt their operational role. Concerning the query on water cannons, well, in Hong Kong, we name it the specialized crowd management vehicles, which are commonly used by overseas law enforcement agencies, including the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Belgium, South Korea, to handle large-scale public assemblies in recent years. The purpose of deploying these vehicles at the SCMV, Specialized Crowd Management Vehicles, the SCMV, is to disperse protesters who stage violent charging acts at a distance in order to minimize direct confrontation with protesters. SCMVs can be equipped with pepper-based solution and or colored water, having regard to operational needs in order to stop the violent and illegal acts. The effect of the pepper-based solution is similar to that of pepper spray, which causes people to have a short-term burning sensation, of the skin and discomfort in the eyes. The discomfort will cease gradually if the persons leave the scene and rinse the affected body parts with plenty of water in a ventilated place. And the colorant used in SCMVs is the non-toxic coloring substance, which can assist police to identify violent protesters. The purpose of spraying colorant on the clothes and skin is to facilitate police in determining whether a person was at the scene of violent or unlawful assembly. It will not cause bodily harm or pose any risk to public health, and it can be cleaned by just using plenty of water. Also, there have been queries on the sexual assault by police officer. While the rapid development of information technology has brought convenience to the public, it also led to or aggravated invasions of personal privacy, disruptions to this social disorder, especially during the social unrest in 2019. The internet is not an unreal world that is beyond the law. However, fake news went viral through different social media in 2019. And some reports widely circulated online were later found to be unjust, groundless, malicious accusation against the police. I have mentioned it last Friday. I would like to reiterate again that a female alleged to have been raped inside a police station while she was in custody. Her allegation was found to be inconsistent with the evidence upon investigation. And also, there was a man alleged that number of rape cases committed by police officers inside the Sun Lok Leng holding center against the female protesters, which were also later found to be untrue. And this concerned person was arrested and prosecuted for misleading police officer. He was later subsequently convicted and sentenced to imprisonment. In any event, the Hong Kong SAR government pays close attention to rumors and fake news on the internet. And on finding any erroneous information circulating widely, we will take immediate actions to clarify through various channels. And also we reach out to overseas media and foreign government agencies concerned to clarify any unfounded information about Hong Kong circulating overseas. Finally, about the suicide case that has been raised by Mr. Volkan, that for all the suicide case that we will conduct, the police will conduct a thorough investigation. And those cases in happened in 2019. In fact, some had already gone through the death inquest. So supplementary information will be provided at a later stage. I will pass the floor to my colleague.
Madam Chairman and members, just now members have raised various questions regarding the law enforcement action.